Maybe one of the most fun things to do after Halloween, after trick-or-treat, is to check out what gets dropped off at work. And after perusing the Halloween bowl that we had at the front desk, I noticed that there's already been some additions to it. But I walked by and I was like, ooh, it's higher, right? And I look in and I'm like, oh, it's the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup Thins. And the Thins are trash. Sorry. I understand.
It's the same flavor.
No, it is not. 100. No, because the normal Reese's Peanut Butter Cup has the perfect ratio of peanut butter to chocolate. The Thins don't give you that.
Okay.
That's a hill I'll die on. Sorry.
All right.
So how was trick or treating
more in peanut butter?
How was trick or treating in your neighborhood?
I mean, it was good. We had like a ton of people. So we got on the neighborhood page and there were a lot of people saying, hey, on this street, like no one's coming. So we're like, all right, we get in the car and we drive over there. And yeah, we got a lot of full sizers, a lot of full sizers in this neighborhood. Good stuff. They got quite the haul.
All right. That's good. I did hit up Hillcrest. We didn't do it to trick or treat. We just did it to kind of walk around and see.
Look
and then
the decorations, yeah.
we wanted to go early and then we went back to our neighborhood and then handed out candy. But, we went early and I will say that I was impressed because Hillcrest has gotten a rap of going, you know what? There's too many people and they just give you like little Tootsie Rolls or stickers, you know, because there's so many. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that are walking the streets of Hillcrest, right? Looking at the decorations and trick-or-treating and everything. And I saw our buddy Kevin Harned from Wave News there. He was doing some weather reports from Hillcrest from there. And but I will say there were several houses that were giving out the chocolate candies, the Reese's. I mean, the good stuff, like the Snickers, the Reese's, the Milky Way, the Kit Kat, the Twix, all that stuff. So I was like, you know what? Thumbs up. Well done, Hillcrest. You did good.
Awesome. And by the way, you can see Ben posted some pictures. I put them up on our Ben and Kelly Show page if you wanted to check out some of the sights that they saw and the action that I was following around my daughter Ava and some of her friends so that they could hop in the car and warm up every couple of houses.
I think one of the fun things to do also is you have your own little mug of spirits of warm.
I had some spiked hot cocoa.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I did the
toasted coconut rum in there. Oh,
we had the Bailey's and the Fireball whiskey mixed together.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It is good.
Very similar.
It tastes a lot like a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal, like the milk that you get from a Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. But Bailey's and Fireball whiskey together is a delicious delight. So,
listen, I had it in my Swig tumbler that I got for my birthday. Those things are no joke because my husband literally made that for me, and then I'd forgot it. So I went back and got it an hour later, and it was scalding hot. I burnt my tongue.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful. All right. Well, I'm going to give Audra the floor here in just a minute. Something happened to her while she was out trick-or-treating last night with her son and doesn't know quite how to approach what she received. And
she's
by the way,
actually asking, is it cute or creepy?
All right, Audra, the floor is yours.
I just wanted to run this by you guys, you know, and like all my friends on the radio, you know?
Okay.
Last night I was taking my son, you know, around trick-or-treating. And so we were like right on the side of my neighborhood, you know, where like the part where I don't know that many people, because like we always go around the other way to get in. Yeah. And one of the guys at this house says to me, like when he's putting the candies in my son's bag, he says like, hey, here's a little something for mama. And like, took me this piece of paper and he, you know, with a candy bar attached, right? So he just like puts it in my son's bag, you know. I didn't look like it was harmless, you know.
Right.
So you know, I just kind of like waved and said, okay, thanks, you know, see you next year. And
right.
Then, you know, when we get home, you know, I look at it and there's like a phone number and a name. This is his name on it, and I don't. It's not like I know who this guy is, but you know, he had a nice body, you know, kind of built nice. And maybe, But he had this mask on. He had this Jason mask on, you know, the one from like Friday 13th. So like, I couldn't really see his face.
Okay.
But I was just trying to figure out, like, is this like a cute thing to do, or is it like creepy, or, you know, like, should I ring him? Should I call him? Or, you know, I don't know if he's married or anything, but
it was almost as if he had that little candy bar, his name and a note loaded up in a chamber, ready to give to someone who.
Ooh. Yeah, that was fast work.
Anybody? Yeah, right?
Cool. Well, that's disturbing. I don't know if he has any kids or anything, and I saw like one car in the driveway, and, you know, he probably wouldn't be too bold to hit on me in the neighborhood if he thought, you know, if I was married, or like he was married.
Right.
You know, but I don't know. People are weird and bold these days. You never know. What do you guys think?
We've all got to get inventive when it comes to meeting new people. Not very many people know their neighbors as much as they did.
Exactly. I kind of think it's cute. Like, I think it's at least worth a call.
Really?
To investigate further. I do, yeah. That's what
I
think.
Maybe I tell them that I thought it was creepy, too.
Oh, that might be a way to go about it.
Hey, like, how many did you give this to?
This could always be, like, listen, if you guys end up together, this could be a really cute story to tell how you met.
No, well, I before that, I'm saying she could go on scouting missions. Like, I don't know if you have a dog, or I don't know if you go on walks in your neighborhood, but you could
walk by his house. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying you could try to make it a point.
I could walk the kid.
Walk the kid. Okay. I like that.
Yeah.
And try to look in the windows, see what you can see.
Yeah, get right up on his porch and like peer through his windows and stuff. Yeah.
I don't think this is a good idea. But maybe we walk by a couple times, see if you see, but I don't think I'd go up on the porch and start looking in windows.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
My suggestion would be to do some reconnaissance missions first, and just to maybe you will catch him out as you're walking by casually, and he'll be like, hey, you're the person from down the street, aren't
then
you?
Then you could see his face,
yeah,
right? See if he acknowledges giving you his phone number, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you had quite the night, didn't you?
Yeah. I was waiting when I talked to the other moms. No one else said they had this loaded candy bar, so.
Okay, that's good. So he wasn't just handing them out at random just to every mom walking by. That's good news.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm on board.
I didn't eat it, though, because that, I don't know about that. I'm not going to eat it yet. But
well, hey, keep us posted. All right.
Yeah. If you call them, let us know how it goes.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, no problem. I was just thinking as she was saying that, no other of, you know, my neighbors got the candy bar. Maybe you're just the hot one in your group.
There you go. Either way, pat yourself on the back for that. Take that as a compliment at the very least. But I feel like we call. Right?
I don't think we call first.
I feel like we call.
Not first.
All right. Take a couple of strolls by the house and then call.
Oh my gosh.
After we see his face. We haven't seen his face yet.
Right. You gotta make sure this guy's not Looney Tunes.
Okay.
Jacqueline texts in and says, but like, how many of those does he have ready to give out to other women on Halloween? This is true. Shaq thought the same thing, texted in and said, that guy handed out, quote, several candy bars last night.
Well,
avoid.
Okay, at least not to anyone that she knows. I don't know. She could have been special.
Maybe. Michelle texted in and said, there was a house handing out potatoes. All the kids loved it. Plus, the dancing gorilla there was a hit, too. Potatoes is great.
I love it.
You get a sack of like either the small like red skin potatoes or the bigger potatoes that, you know, lower cost. But what a find.
Yeah. Score. Big score.
All right. Well, Audra, keep us posted, especially if anything happens. Like, but I don't know if I'd call him first. I think I do the stroll by his house thing first, or drive by his house if you don't want to stroll.
I need her to take action so we can get a follow-up. I'm invested.
Okay, well, do the thing that Kelly says and just call him blindly. Hey. And if he says...
All right, I'm on board with taking a couple, like, she said, walk the kid. Walk the kid by the house, go on a walk, and see if you can, you know, see him and, you know, get a glimpse of what he really looks like. If he seems like he's... appears normal.
And if you call and you say, hey, I was the girl the other night you handed the candy bar to, and he says, which one, then you abort mission and you say, okay, never mind, hang up, goodbye.
All right. If he asks you what you look like, you'll know you're not the only one.
Yep.